This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, what do the following things have in common? Characters played by Matt Damon, names of the members of Wu-Tang Clan, and signs of the Zodiac. I was going to pause right here to give you a chance to guess, but you're never going to get it, so I'll just give it to you. They are categories that companies are using to pick names for their conference rooms, which are, I'll tell you, way more creative than what we've got here. We've got the big conference room and the small conference room. Rupal Parikh at Ad Age wrote about the conference room naming phenomenon the other day. Rupal, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
So give me a couple. Give me your favorites.
I thought it was funny that Facebook, it takes this very seriously.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, exactly. Knowing that they have a culture that is all about learning from your mistakes, I love that they had conference rooms that are named after things that are massive mess-ups in history. So one is named Subprime Mortgage.
Oh, man. I wonder what it says about us, Marketplace, right? That, as I said up at the top, we've got two conference rooms here, and we call them the big one and the small one.
I think it says that you're a lot like advertising age. You know, we've got a green room because the walls are green. Maybe it means we're just not as fun, or maybe it just means we don't really have time for all of that.
Speak for yourself, man. We're a lot of fun. Is it possible, do you suppose, that companies go overboard on this one?
I think so. It's kind of out of control. If you look online, you'll find all of these threads that are basically people that seem like they are in a state of panic, begging for help with naming their conference rooms.
Wow.
There was a company that said, hey, we're setting up in Boston. What should we do? We need conference rooms that are set up for Boston. So, of course, people then start, you know, suggesting names named after Boston sports teams or named after stops on the subway. And, you know,
the historical theme and revolution and this and that. And, you know,
exactly.
You can go crazy. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crowdsource this one. So here's what I want listeners to do. Write to us. Tweet at us. We're at Marketplace APM. You can get me at Kai Rizdahl and give us some names for our conference rooms, because big and small now, frankly, seem lame. That's all I can tell you. So we're going to fix that. All right. Rupal Parikh, she is the deputy managing editor at Ad Age. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
I meant that, by the way. Tweet us, Facebook us, leave a comment on our website. We'll go through them tonight, pick our favorites, and you get to vote on the winner.